State lawmakers concluded their regular business for 2020 with a flurry of activity on Friday. When lawmakers convened in January, their focus was on providing relief to Hawaii residents struggling with the state's highest in the nation cost of living. A sweeping set of proposals to increase the minimum wage, cut taxes, and increase spending on social services was poised to sail through both the House and the Senate. But 6 months later, the COVID-19 pandemic and a global economic recession almost entirely derailed those plans. Instead, lawmakers' focus shifted to plugging a budget shortfall of more than $2 billion and distributing assistance money from the federal CARES Act. Over the past 3 weeks, they divvied up more than $600 million to supplement weekly unemployment payments, provide financial assistance for renters, and buy PPE for essential workers. In his closing remarks, House Speaker Scott Sike didn't sugarcoat the dire situation confronting the state.
This is the most challenging time that Hawaii has faced since statehood. It will not be easy to reopen Hawaii incrementally while still assuring public health and safety.
Despite those obstacles, legislators were able to score some non-pandemic accomplishments. They approved funding to expand public child care and pre-K, the only major survivor from the cost of living initiative launched in January. They also broadened paid family leave to include grandchildren, passed a ban on non-disclosure agreements covering sexual assault in the workplace, and created a red light camera test project on Oahu. Government ethics also got some attention. Lawmakers passed a ban on future governors and county mayors holding an outside job while in office. They also approved a one-year waiting period on lobbying for state legislators and public officials after they leave government. The bills now go to Governor David Ige, who has 35 working days to decide if he will veto any of the measures. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.